job and having a dream can be two opposite things that can't always be possible. But if you are pushed to achieve both, you can make all of that possibilities come true. I'm Luan Arrington, I'm 18, and I'm here to talk about jobs and dreams. There is one person that has a job, but also has a dream. This is who she is.
I am Kristen Hancock. I was raised in the South Hills of Pittsburgh. And in September 2nd of 2001, I moved to New York City. And then September 11th happened, and I stayed in New York City until 2013, and then moved back to Pittsburgh. And I've been here ever since. I have two boys named Wyatt and Alex. I have a wonderful husband, Luke. And I professionally am the director of operations for a company called TRH New York. And then my favorite thing to do, though, is be the director of St. LaSalle's Performing Arts Theater Program. And then I do a lot of work, too, with Heritage Players.
I personally know her as my director at St. LaSalle. And the reason why I brought her here is to know more about her and what she loves doing in her career. Speaking of careers, it all didn't start as her becoming a great director. We all had to start small somewhere. The real question is, where did she start?
Well, I had always wanted to pursue theater professionally. So I was in New York City after getting my degree in directing and my husband and I, Luke, were running our own theater company and not making any money. And I needed a big girl job instead of the four jobs I had at one time. And I answered an ad for someone that was like, must have grace under pressure, must be able to juggle 75 things at one time, must be able to manage a refrigerator delivery. And I thought, well, I could do all those things. I'm a theater kid. I'll fake it till I make it. And that was 20 years ago. So I've been in interior design, residential interior design for 20 years professionally. That's how. I just needed a big girl job and I applied for one and I got it. You stumble into a career. And what I've learned is that my training in theater has pretty much got me everywhere else I needed to go. Always hire the theater kid because theater kids just figure stuff out.
She is a perfect example of a person that started out with no experience, being one of the professional heads later. She knew her worth and set a goal to become a great person that I know now. Also, she fulfilled something great, that is becoming a great director. That has taught me things that I know I won't forget. But I wish you knew what being a director is like, taking all the inspiration that she brings.
It brings me a great deal of joy. It brings me a great deal of sadness because sometimes it's hard to let little experiences go. So it's grief and joy all at the same time. I love just being with you and all of your friends. So you teach me things that I don't know, but also, I just love watching how much you've grown. I walk away for a couple of months and I don't see you, and then I come back and you're this totally different person. To see that you're gonna go off in the world as this little bird and you're gonna be just fine. So that's what, it's everything to me. I also truly believe theater is the ultimate companion to a life of mercy and kindness and empathy, which is how we're supposed to be leading through this life. So if you can't have radical empathy in theater, then you don't get very far. That's just something I enjoy teaching and talking about. So I just try to, I often feel like if I can just lead by example, it will hopefully infiltrate the minds of the youth.
She has been doing this for I don't know how long, and she's been really showing what a good director is and what a leader does for the team. There's more parts of her that I can say, but there are favorite moments that me and the cast had with her. But here is a favorite moment that she gave.
Way back when, my senior year of college, my senior thesis project was a one act called Most Massive Woman Wins. And we worked really hard on it. It was me and a group of four other actresses. And it's a play about body image. It's a play about loving yourself and accepting who you are and not kind of adhering to societal norms of what body standards are like for women. And at the end of the opening night of it, I had people I didn't even know, women I didn't even know, coming to me and just saying how important it was. And that'll probably stick with me forever. That was a pretty big moment.
There are moments in time that we think about. Mostly it's good memories, but also sticks are the memories that we don't most want to remember.
There are lots of very frustrating moments, though, too. Like, let's not sugarcoat it, right? Like, it's hard. Doing theater is not for the weak of heart. It requires a distance from your ego and what can be done. And it requires the ability to stay open to an experience that maybe you didn't think you would. So in this fall, where I didn't know where it was going to land, and I felt like we all kind of came back together and banded together and kept moving forward. So yeah, those are the kind of moments that you take with you and it helps shape you and it helps move you forward towards something else. My husband Luke and I say this thing all the time, which is like, we just try to take every experience as what it is. It's just an experience, and you can't put your own judgment on it. It's not good, it's not bad, it's just where it is. Because to give it value like that is to immediately cast judgment on it. So I try to remain as open as I can, remain open to the experience, and then try to like take it in and what do I need to learn from this, and then try to let it go and go to the next thing.
Everyone has their moments, and this year was one of them. But those moments make us grow, not just as students, but by the directors too, growing together as a team.
You know, we talk a lot about team, and to me, theater is the ultimate team sport, and those that buy into that, they have an easier time. Do you know what I mean? Those that are like, no, it is a team sport. It's not just about one person. It's not just about one number. It's not just about one thing. Sure, there are big moments, and sure, we take those moments seriously as we tell the course of the story, but it takes all of the elements to come together to create those big moments, and you have to kind of buy into that system in order for a show to succeed. I tell you guys all the time, I tell anybody, it's infectious when you watch a group of people, whether they be 16, 17, and 18, or 75, have a good time on stage. It is infectious. It makes you want to keep watching. You keep thinking about that feeling that you had in the audience. And to me, that comes through teamwork, no matter what. So no one is greater than the sum of the parts. That's how I feel.
Being a team takes a lot of work, even as being a director. It takes a lot of responsibility, but she takes chances and gives the attention that everyone needs. Speaking of teams, Miss Hancock has a small team of her own at home, spending time with her sons that fills her cup. She brings them to her jobs and does her best to keep of the life of a mom, a worker, and a director in balance.
They've seen more theater and been in more theater than I think they had intended. They know more about residential construction than I think either of them had intended. You know, being a mom, like being in charge of a theater program, are not all that different. You kind of have to take each moment as it comes and not try to overcorrect or overcomplicate, and also understand that the person on the other side of you doesn't have a fully formed brain yet. So you have to be patient and you have to have empathy for the situation, all the while trying to create order. And also being a mom to two boys, right? Trying to teach two boys that it's okay to lead with kindness and lead with empathy, and that feelings are good things, and that it's okay to have feelings, and it's okay to say how you feel and be sincere, and then most importantly, be vulnerable. Being a mom is quite literally the best thing that ever happened to me. And it's the reason I'm able to do this work that I'm doing now, because I'm able to see it in a different way than I ever thought I could. So that's all. But without crying too much.
Mrs. Hancock had done so much at her time and grew from that woman that left college with a theater degree and became a working woman that has a dream that she wanted, a good job that helped with her dream, and a great family and students that she connects with. The last question I ask is to say a person that is trying to be a director as well. What would you say to them?
I would say take every experience, soak it all in, but also it's really, being a director is a lifelong skill. You don't learn a lot about directing in college. What you learn about is you learn about theater, and you learn about working with people, and you learn about how to relate to people. To me, being in rehearsal rooms and being in acting classes and being with directors helped shape me a lot. It taught me who I wanted to be, who I didn't want to be, sometimes more importantly. It taught me how to talk to people in a way where I hoped that they would hear me. It also taught me to find my own voice. And that came with time. So I would say to anybody that wants to do this, get yourself in as many rooms, as many rehearsal rooms as you possibly can. Take as many acting classes as you possibly can and keep yourself open and present. And don't be as concerned about your vision or your view. Be more concerned about the story you're trying to tell and connecting with other people. That's what I would say. But I think more importantly, you've got to be somebody that understands actors and story first, and then everything else kind of falls into place.
At the end of this recording and interview, I got to know that following your dreams isn't easy. But if you keep on pushing and be a theater kid that commits the bit, you can accomplish your dreams and the life you want in the end. This is LaJuan Arrington from SLB Radio, signing off.